I don't see any good coming out of the problems I'm facing. Look at the next verse, Romans 5. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time. What's the result? I want you to circle the word learn. God wants you to learn something.
Hello, and thanks for joining us here on Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Now, as we continue with this series called God's Dream for Your Life, we'll learn about the six distinct phases of faith that God takes us through as you pursue the dream He's placed in your heart. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a resource to help you recognize, understand, and cooperate with the surprisingly predictable patterns God uses to strengthen your faith, develop your character, and achieve the dream He's given you. It's called the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit. You can take a sneak peek at this six-session study by going to PastorRick.com or by texting the word DAILY to 99000. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part one of a message called How to Deal with Difficulty.
Everybody has difficulty in life, but Brian Heiss of Provo, Utah, recently experienced more difficulty than any human being should have on a single day. First, a water pipe broke in the upstairs apartment above his own and flooded his apartment. So the manager told him to go out and rent a water vacuum. That's when he discovered that his car had a flat tire. He changed the tire, went inside again to phone a friend for help, but standing in the water, the electric shock he got from the phone so startled him, he ripped the phone off the wall. Before he could leave the apartment a second time, a neighbor had to kick down his apartment door because water damage had jammed it tight. While all this was going on, somebody stole Brian's car. This guy's getting it. But it was almost out of gas, so he found it a few blocks away. He then had to push it to a gas station. That evening, Heiss attended a military ceremony at BYU University, and he injured himself severely when he somehow sat down on his own banette. Yow! which had been tossed into the front seat of his car. Doctors were able to stitch up his wounds, but no one was able to resuscitate Brian's four canaries who were crushed to death when wet ceiling plaster in his apartment fell on them while he was gone. You care more about the canaries than you do about Brian, I know that. When he got home, he slipped on the wet carpet and badly injured his tailbone. Mr. Heiss said he began to wonder if, quote, God wanted me dead but kept missing. You ever had those kind of days? Things just don't kind of go as right. In the phases of faith, first God gives you a dream. And you get a dream of what He wants to do in your life. And then phase two, you make the decision to go for that dream. And then along comes phase three, which is the inevitable delays. And we talked about that last week. And then comes phase four, difficulty. Some of you are in the difficulty phase right now. Well, welcome to phase four. Jesus told us this would happen in John chapter 16. Read it with me, verse 33. Jesus said, in this world, you might have trouble. You what? You will. Circle that. You will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, either now you just got out of trouble, or you're in it right now, or you're headed into it. Trouble is a part of life. You're going to have difficulties.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. The second half of today's message is coming up.
Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God Study Kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Pastor Rick calls these steps the six phases of faith. Session titles include How God Builds Your Faith, God's Dream for Your Life, How to Make Wise Decisions, Delayed by Design, How to Deal with Difficulty, and From Dead End to Deliverance. When you give a financial gift to help support this ministry, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD with 6 video lessons on it and 1 study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Call us right now at 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com to request the Everything is Possible with God study kit for yourself or a loved one. That's 800-600-5004 or go to PastorRick.com. Your gift to Daily Hope helps us share the hope of Christ with people around the world.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Once again, here's Rick.
John chapter 16, read it with me, verse 33. Jesus said, "In this world you might have trouble." You what? You will. Circle that. You will have trouble. But take heart, I have overcome the world. Now, either now you just got out of trouble, or you're in it right now, or you're headed into it. Trouble is a part of life. You're going to have difficulties. Few people face the difficulties that Paul did in life, and yet he never gave up on his dream. In 2 Corinthians 6, he says, "In everything we do, we show that we are God's servants by enduring troubles, hardships, and difficulties with great patience." Now, I want you to circle the phrase, "we show," because the Bible teaches that you show what kind of Christian you are by the way you respond to problems. That your testimony of how emotionally mature and how spiritually mature you are is evidenced by your reaction to difficulty. If you cop out, if you complain, if you gripe, if you run from difficulty, you're not a very mature person, either spiritually or emotionally. But if you learn from difficulty, you just keep growing and growing and growing. Now, in Acts chapter 27, the stories of the many difficulties in Paul's life where he was being taken as a prisoner to Rome, and he warned the captain, "Don't sail out of this harbor because God has told me there's going to be a storm." But they got impatient, and anytime you get impatient, you're going to head right into a storm. And so they decided to leave anyway, and they, again, sailed right into a storm, which inevitably caused them to shipwreck. The ship fell apart, and that's what the story is all about. Now, in this story, we learn 3 keys to dealing with difficulty. Some of you have had an emotional shipwreck lately, and you just have lost all your energy, and you've lost all your pizzazz in life. Some of you have had a relational shipwreck, and a relationship that you thought was real solid and real firm just fell apart. Some of you have had a financial shipwreck recently, or a career shipwreck, and you went aground, and your career has floundered. Or you've got a health problem that you're waiting on test results for, and there's a shipwreck there. What do you do when you face those difficulties in life? What do you do when you hit phase 4? You do 3 things. Number 1, determine the reason. I determine the reason. And I ask the question, what caused this? That's the first thing I do. What caused this difficulty in my life? Do a little evaluation. Determine the reason. Number 2, I determine the result. Determine the result. And the second question I want to ask myself is, what does God want me to learn from this difficulty that I'm facing? What does God want me to learn? And then the third thing, whenever you face any kind of difficulty in life, you ask, you determine my response. And that's the third thing. Determine my response. I ask, how should I react? How does God want me to react in this particular situation? Now let's look at these this morning. First, when you face a difficulty, you determine the reason and you ask what caused this. Now, folks, there are really only 4 different causes for difficulty in your life. Number 1, I cause a lot of difficulty in my life. Do you agree with that? The most of your problems you bring on yourself, and I bring on myself. And so I'm the first cause, and I'm the greatest cause. And number 2, other people are a cause of difficulty in my life. Number 3, the devil is a cause of difficulty in my life. Satan can cause problems. Sure he can. Number 4, God can be a cause of difficulty in your life. He allows problems to come into our lives to get our attention, to test us, to mold us, many, many different reasons. You say, well, when I'm going through a tough time, how do I know who the source is, whether it's me or other people or the devil or God? How do I know what the source is? Well, that's where you got to pray about it. You got to talk to God. Notice this verse in Psalm 73. Would you read it with me? I tried to think this problem through, but it was too difficult for me until I went into your temple. He said, when I got together with a bunch of other people and I worshiped, then all of a sudden the answer came to me. Now, has this ever happened to you? I mean, it happens to me all the time. If you ever come to church and you got a problem and you're struggling with it and you think, I don't know why I've got this problem and I don't know where it's coming from and I don't know where it's going. And you come to church and either something that Tom said or I said or Pastor Doug or Pastor Greg, and all of a sudden you just go, aha, that's it. And you think, he's preaching right to me. He's been reading my mail. You know, how does he know about that? And the answer is, we don't know about that, but that's what God does when you worship. That God uses getting together with other believers to help you clarify the things that are going on in your life. Now, you know, that's one of the reasons why I hate to miss church. I mean, even when I'm on vacation, if possible, we'll try to find a church in the area, even when we're on vacation, and I'll go to it. Why? I don't go to church out of guilt. I don't go to church out of habit. I don't go because somebody forces me to. I don't go because if it's a ritual. I go because I want to hear if God's got anything to say to me. Does that make any sense? You see, when I look back on my life, almost every one of the major decisions in my life, many of the major turning points happened when I was in a church service. And now, before I went that day, I had no idea what was going to go on. But because I went, I would hear something from the Bible, from God's Word, and I think, oh, that makes sense. And it made a change, like who I should marry or what I should do with my life or where I should live. Those major kind of decisions always happen when God spoke to me in a church service. Now, I don't know when those are going to happen and when they're not, so I like to just show up whenever I can. And if the doors are open, I'm going to be there because I think, what would have happened if I had missed that service? If I admit, when God had planned, had had that speaker prepare that message just for me, what if I didn't show up? And so on the opportunity that he may want to speak to me in any particular week, I just show up. Does that make sense? So you determine the reason. Now, when these guys decided to go ahead and sail the ship into the Mediterranean Sea, and Paul had already said, God says, don't do it or we're going to go into storm, they made three common mistakes, and these are the exact three mistakes you tend to make that get you into trouble. So you better write these down. Many of the difficulties in your life come because of one of these three reasons. The first thing that they did wrong is we listened to bad advice. We listened to bad advice. In verse 11, it says that they followed the advice of the ship's pilot. Now, he's supposed to be an expert. And he says, well, I think it's okay. Let's go ahead and sail anyway. Now, God had already said, don't do it. If you sail now, you're going to sail into a storm. And Paul had warned him, don't do it. But because the expert said, it's okay, they did it. Now, listen, there are a lot of experts out there in the world. All you have to do is turn on television and on every talk show. And they'll tell you all kinds of stuff. Listen, if God tells you to do one thing and all the experts in the world tell you to do the other, don't listen to the experts. Listen to what God says. You know, people come to me for advice all the time. They say, Pastor Rick, what about this? What about that? And I always, the first thing I want to ask is, I wonder how many other people they've already asked. Because I have often found a lot of people, they have in their mind what they want to do, and they keep going around and asking until they find an expert who agrees with them. You know what I'm talking about? And then when they find somebody who does what they've already planned to do, then they all see, now I've got a justification for it. Don't listen to the experts. If God says no, don't do it. If God says yes, do it, even if everybody else says it doesn't make sense. So that's the first mistake. The second mistake that got him into trouble is we follow the crowd. We follow the crowd. And in verse 12, it said, the majority decided that we should sail. See, there were 276 of them on this boat, and they took a vote, and the vote was 273-3. And they said, we're going to go ahead and do it. Listen, the majority is often wrong. One of the phrases you hear more than anything else today is this phrase to justify all kinds of stuff. But everybody's doing it. Well, so what? Everybody can be wrong. In the story of the children of Israel leaving Egypt and going to the promised land, the majority of them wanted to go back to Egypt. We looked at that last week. They were wrong. You don't base your morality on some popular opinion poll. And see, what happens is we start listening, say, everybody's doing it. Well, what if you were a lemming? You know, lemmings are those little animals that dive off the cliff and kill themselves in the sea. Say, well, everybody's doing it. So you go kill yourself. You know, peer pressure keeps a lot of people from doing what God wants them to do, and peer pressure causes a lot of people to get into all kinds of problems. Would you agree with that? Now, some of you are saying, oh, I hope my teenager's hearing this. Well, I want to tell you, adults need to hear this too. Because we don't have it, the peer pressure of like drugs and premarital sex and some of those things. But what we do have is materialism. And we buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't even like. just to keep up with the Joneses. You know, and there's the pressure. Well, they got a new car, we got to get a new car. They got a Winnebago, we got to get a Winnebago. And on and on. We listen to the crowd. The third thing that causes a mistake is we rely on circumstances. We rely on circumstances. Verse 13, it says, when a gentle south wind began to blow, they thought they'd obtained what they wanted. Now remember, it seems like a good thing here. It's a nice gentle breeze. They say, oh, it's a nice day for sailing. Paul says, don't do it. We're going to go into a storm. They say, no, we got a gentle breeze, so let's go for it. So they went out on a three-hour cruise, And what did they do? They crack up. Let me tell you something. Satan can arrange circumstances. Oh, sure he can. He can call. You should not go through every open door you see. You should not take advantage of every opportunity you have. You should not accept every job offer that's given to you. You should not date everybody who goes out on asks you out on a date. You need to ask and say, is this what God wants? Just because it's a circumstance, well, it looks okay. It looked okay for him to sail out in the ocean, but because God had already said no and they did it anyway, they were headed right for a storm. They thought they had obtained what they wanted. So many people think that. And foolishly, they go right into a typhoon. Now, you know what's the most difficult kind of difficulty to deal with? When you're the innocent victim and it's not your fault. It's a problem you didn't bring on yourself, but you just happen to be along for the ride. In Paul's situation, he had already told them, God says, don't do this, or the ship will have a shipwreck. But they did it anyway. Well, he's a prisoner on a ship, and he has to go along, and he experiences a shipwreck because of other people. Not all the shipwrecks in your life are your fault, folks. Some of them, you just happen to be part of the family. Some of them, you just happen to be the wrong place at the wrong place at the wrong time. Some of them, you were just in that office when it happened. And those are difficulties to deal with because you said, I didn't have any part of this, but you get a part of the shipwreck because you happen to be there. What do you do when you're in those kind of situations? Well, number one, you determine the reason. Then number two, determine the result. And you ask the question, what does God want me to learn from this difficulty? Now notice the verse on the back of your outline. Let's read this verse aloud, 2 Corinthians 4. Would you read it with me? These little troubles, which are temporary, are winning for us a permanent, glorious, and solid reward, all out of proportion to our pain. Now, I want you to do a little circling on this. I want you to circle the word troubles and circle the word temporary and draw a line between them. Then I want you to circle the word permanent and reward and draw a line between those. Because what he's saying is this. So this is a very important point here. He's saying that the problems that you have in your life, they're not going to last. Every problem, some guy said, what's your favorite verse? He said, it came to pass. He said, why do you like that? Because he said, when problems come, I know they didn't come to stay, they came to pass. Okay, now, the problems are temporary, but the reward is permanent. The purpose is permanent. Now listen. When we go through difficulties, the first thing we start trying to do is blame somebody else. And we start figuring out, whose fault is this? Did I bring this on myself? Is it from others? Is it from God? Is it from Satan? Folks, it doesn't matter where your problem came from, what the source is, God still has a purpose in it in your life. He wants you to grow as a result of it. You're saying, Rick, even when I do stupid things myself, God can use that? Of course He can. You're saying, even when other people hurt me intentionally, He can use that? Yes. You say, even when the devil plans bad things for my life, God can turn around and bring good out of that? Absolutely. Just go read the book of Job. God's purpose is greater than your problem. God's purpose is greater than your pain. God has a plan behind your pain and behind your problem. And so He says He'll use it. You need to look past the temporary pain and look at the long-term benefit, the results in your life. You say, well, what are the results? I don't see any good coming out of the difficulties I'm facing right now. I don't see any good coming out of the problems I'm facing. Look at the next verse. Read it with me, Romans 5. We can rejoice when we run into problems and trials, for we know they help us learn to be patient, and patience develops strength of character in us and helps us trust God more each time. What's the result? I want you to circle the word learn. God wants you to learn something.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. If you'd like an audio copy of today's message or the entire series, including portions we didn't have time for today, just go to PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com with two R's in the middle. There's also a ton of great resources, so visit PastorRick.com today. Would you like to discover and fulfill God's dream for your life? Then the Everything is Possible with God study kit is perfect for you. Like exercise strengthens and develops your muscles, this six-week session DVD and study guide from Pastor Rick Warren will help you recognize, understand, and cooperate in the surprisingly predictable patterns and processes God takes you through to strengthen your faith and fulfill His dream for your life. Here's Pastor Rick to tell us more.
Did you know that God says you get to choose how much He blesses your life? God says, you believe and I'll bless. Our part is to believe, His part is to bless. And the Bible says in Matthew 9:29, this is a direct quote from Jesus, according to your faith, it will be done to you. That's the key to starting the great adventure of following Jesus Christ in faith. So if faith is so important, how does God build your faith? Well, He starts with a dream. And then He uses a very predictable six-step method, and He's used it throughout history to lead you to fulfilling that dream. And that process always results in building up your character and your faith in Him. And when you understand this process, then you can cooperate with it. Now, to help you understand the way that God builds your faith, I want to send you a study kit. It's called Everything is Possible with God. And it's a DVD and a study guide that will teach you how to cooperate with God's six phases of faith as He builds your character, deepens your faith, and enlarges your trust in Him. And I want to send this study to you, this kit, just as my thank you for your donation to Daily Hope. I just want to say again that it is your financial generosity that makes it possible for me to teach you and to teach other people all around the world. You know, this broadcast is going to places like refugee camps where they can't afford to pay for any broadcast at all. And when you give to Daily Hope, you're helping take the message of Christ to people who have no possible means of supporting it. So let me send this Everything is Possible with God study kit to you as just my way of sincerely saying to you, thank you. Thanks for listening today. I love you, I thank God for you, and I'm praying for you. And I want you to join me next time as we continue to look into God's Word for our daily hope.
When you give a gift to help support Daily Hope, we'll send you the Everything is Possible with God study kit, which includes one teaching DVD and one study guide workbook. Plus, we'll send you the Sound of Hope music CD for your worship time. Everything you need for an individual or small group study. Get yours right now by calling 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Or go to PastorRick.com. That's Pastor Rick with two R's in the middle .com.
This program is sponsored by Daily Hope Ministries and your generous financial support.